This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver taxpayers are handing out $1 million to 9 different campaigns for mayor. CPR's Ben Marcus says it's part of the new Fair Elections Fund.
The program was approved by voters back in 2018, but this is the first election it's being used, in which taxpayers match certain contributions. In this latest round, former Chamber of Commerce leader Kelly Bruff will get the largest check at almost $260,000. State Senator Chris Hansen raised $173,000 despite entering the race fairly late. And Lisa Calderon, who's done well in early limited polling, got only $88,000. But said that the money was still an important boost. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Ballots for the first round of voting for Denver's next mayor go out next month. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is calling on the popular Chinese-owned social media app, TikTok, to be removed from popular app stores. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
In a letter to the heads of Apple and Google's parent company, Senator Bennett laid out his national security concerns surrounding TikTok. He says it collects vast and sophisticated data from users, including face prints and voice prints, and he's worried that China could weaponize TikTok against the United States using data it's collected on Americans through the app. He's asking them to remove TikTok from their app stores immediately. This comes as Colorado Congressman Ken Buck has introduced legislation to ban TikTok in the United States. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Come find more on the latest that's happening around Colorado at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next, it's more Here and Now. When the show starts, we'll check in with what's going on in Pakistan right now. And later, Angela Bassett talking about Black Panther Wakanda Forever.